In any area of your life, you have something that concerns you. In any area of your life, you have any kind of anxiety, depression, fear, or despair. In any area of your life, you say, God is the strength in which I trust. Remember that peace is your right. You have a right to peace. You have a right to peace because you are giving your trust to the strength of God. God is the strength in which I trust. 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 So if you're trusting in your own strength, you have every reason to be apprehensive, anxious, and afraid. So I guess that means the next time you feel apprehensive, anxious, and afraid, you should say, today I'm trusting in my own strength. In this financial situation, I'm trusting in my own strength. In this health situation, guess what? I'm trusting in my own strength. Why? Because I have some apprehension. I'm upset, I'm afraid. On my job, man, I'm trusting in my own strength. With my children, trusting in my own strength. Well, that pretty much solves the problem. The part is hard to believe, though. Or the part that I need to remember to do, I'm afraid God is the strength in which I trust. I feel anxious. God is the strength in which I trust. I'm feeling afraid. God is the strength in which I trust. My process is more like, I'm afraid, let me see if I can control it. I'm afraid, let me see if I can become aware of all facets of the problem, resolve it in a way that it can only result in. I'm afraid, let me see what I can come up with on my own. I don't go, I'm afraid, God is the strength in which I trust. I'm anxious, God is the strength in which I trust. I immediately go into trying to trust more in what's making me afraid, anxious, and fearful, which is trusting in me even more, separate from God. Anybody else do that?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to, good, so glad to know I'm not alone in my insanity. Evidently, I'm not alone in my insanity, but sometimes it seems like I'm alone in my sanity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It seems like when I focus in on the sane stuff, it's when I feel like I'm alone. And when I'm focusing on the insane thought, it seems like I have loads of support.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to project, blame, and attack, which of course calls, you know, that's the ego. That's the world's way. Project, blame, attack. If somebody else's fault, the world says yes. Somebody else is to blame, the world says yes. Attack them, the world says yes. If I go, I'm innocent, I'm responsible, I created, people look at me like I'm crazy. If I assume responsibility, if I claim my power, if I claim my strength, if I say God is in charge and I believe in something greater than myself and I'm something more than a body and I'm not alone in what I'm doing, that's when the world looks at you like, this is some kind of fairy tale. See what I'm saying? In my sanity, it seems like I'm alone. In my insanity, it seems like there's loads of support. Thank God for you. Because you're willing to join me in sanity. So we are insane.
Yes.
But we're in sanity. See the difference? Instead of being insane, we're insane. Different little play on it. Insanity. I am insanity. That's good. So tonight I'm going to talk about the development of trust. It's on page 10 in the teacher's manual.
Before you said project, blame, and attack, that's the world.
Yeah,
and you give me the three things, and then you said God. That's when you accept responsibility.
Yeah, you're accepting responsibility, and you're saying I cannot be attacked. And you're telling yourself that you're the creator of your experience.
Yeah.
You're claiming your power. You're not seeing yourself as a victim. I'm not a victim. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm going to read through this. If you got the book, it should take about 5 minutes to read through this, and then I'm going to spend. Then we're going to see if we can get the point real quick. There are five. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stages of developing trust. Now, it says God is the strength in which I trust, right? So how do I develop that faith that God is the strength in which I trust? How do I develop the trust? God is the strength in which I trust. So how do we get to developing the trust? Well, first I'm going to make it personal. First, you must go through what might be called a period of undoing. This need not be painful, but it's useless, so experience. What does that mean? So, this is where you do the course. You read it, then you say, what does that mean? And then you keep reading. You don't read it and say, what does that mean? And then go back and reread it. You keep moving forward. Okay? So let me show you. Check this out. First you must go through a period of undoing. This need not be painful, but it's useless so experienced. What does that mean? Well, it seems as if things are being taken away. And it's rarely understood initially that their lack of value is merely being recognized. And how can lack of value be perceived unless the perceiver is in a position where you must see things in a different light? Now, you are not yet at a point in which you can make the shift entirely internally. What does that mean? Well, it means the plan will sometimes call for changes in what seem to be external circumstances. Well, how should I look at that? Well, these changes are always helpful. When you have learned that much, that all the changes are helpful, then you go to the second stage. What's the second stage?